你好，
香港
新
聞
人
協
進會，
吳安香港新聞人協進會，
會務動態。
各位聽眾大家好，我是今集的主持睿之，現在是8月30號的夜晚9點多，咁我一个人喺呢个咁空旷嘅环境，究竟我喺边呢？我就喺机场准备飞去一个好特别嘅地方做一样好特别嘅嘢。讲起嚟，我都系第一次自己一个飞咁远嘅地方啊！机场咁大，等我揾下个 check in counter 喺边度先。
系，
先生，
有冇行
李啊？一件寄仓呢个，好。
你个行李里边咧有冇嗰啲饮品啊、电池？
冇嘅，冇嘅，冇嘅，冇嘅。
我想问咧，系入闸嗰度你自己有冇问题啊？
哦，要人带，其实应该落咗 remark 系视像要带路嗰啲，
系啊。
巴西圣保罗系啊。好啊，可唔可以帮我望一望个行李几重？我预一预。哦，好啊，唔该。明白，好啊。所以就系预啲位之后买嘢翻嚟。明白。经过廿几个钟头的飞机旅程，终于来到巴西圣保罗啦，名副其实环绕了半个地球啊！今次来的目的就是做协进会的外交大使，代表本会出席每四年一度的世界盲人联会大会。一来到巴西，第一个给我的印象就是语言不通。由我落机至到入到酒店房，中间只是遇到一个识讲英文的人。究竟我是怎样克服语言障碍的呢？
点两下已开启。正在分析图片，请稍后。绿色的门挂牌，牌子上有一个圆形的孔用来挂在门把上，文字部分有中英文写着。有可用的操作。Where? 有可用的操作。Attend about。有可用的操作。For favor, link new portal。有可用的操作。Please clean my room。有可用的操作，意思是外出中，请清理我的房间。
哇，而家嘅 AI 真係好帮得手啊。挂返啱个门牌，摊上床瞓觉，咁就唔怕半夜有人拎住扫把撞入嚟啦。瞓足精神，第二日9月1号就係会议嘅开始。第一日我出席咗一个青年论坛。当中有一位来自非洲乌干达嘅女士，分享到当地盲人点样俾政府以种种嘅理由拒绝佢哋学习数理科嘅经历。一齐听下佢嘅分享啦。
If you go to Ghana today, young blind persons do not get a chance to do math or science at the secondary high school level. Why? Is it because we cannot do it? No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It is because of the very nicely packaged excuse mm-hmm. by the government that there are not enough resources. They cannot provide the resources, including teachers and materials, to teach us math and science. And yet, they expect us to do statistics when we go to the university. And when we don't do it, they begin to question.
在香港，视障人士都可以按照自己的兴趣选读大部分的科目或者选择工作，但是我们也应该小心旁边的人有没有用一些藉口或者似是而非的原因拒绝我们实践理想呢？所以非洲的例子虽然 不会发生在我们身上，但是当中的价值观也都有参考的地方。而在之后的两日，我就出席了很多场的研讨会，听了很多同视像相关的科技、文化、就业、倡议等等的世界现况。但由于当中很多人都其实是讲西班牙文、法文或者葡萄牙文，而翻译的机器又不是太先进，所以呢都没什么录到很多给大家听。但有一位英文的讲者，他分享了一个很特别的科技。
You download Be My Eyes Workplace on your work computer. And then with two keys, you can get a description of the screen. If that's not enough, then you can press another two keys. And then we can connect you to one of your new colleagues. Of course, you need to make a group of colleagues. And those colleagues, they will get a notification. And then, okay, hands needs their eyes. And I have 5 minutes.
刚才这一位不是其他人，正正就是 Be My Eyes 的创始人。他是一位来自丹麦的视像人士，相信大家对于 Be My Eyes 都非常熟悉。他刚才介绍的就是一个叫做 Be My Eyes Workplace 的软件，只要在公司电脑里面装上这个软件，视像的同事就可以实时这样通过电脑请求其他健视同事的帮助，做他们在公司里面的 Be My Eyes 义工，既快捷又保密。啊，讲了这么久漏了一样东西，今次去巴西除了我自己之外，还有另一个人，他就是协进会的前任副会长 Jason 何家良。 Jason 今次的另一个身份就是世界迷人联会亚太区的秘书长。而在开会第四日的夜晚，在我们房间发生了一件事，一起听下。
三个俾埋嚟橡筋，你依家集翻，集翻十个一集咯。佢本身十个顺丰一集嘅。
哦，咁啊。
佢本身有橡筋。
咁啊，好啦。
好，小心啲。我哋系有多噶嘛，即系唔止90个，即系有 spare 要到时。
我哋冇90个人。
冇可能啊。
其实80个 delegate。O K。咁同埋应该唔齐人。
O K。
有啲人都冇攞 proxy 过嚟。
哦。O K。咁就最緊要同一個形狀，唔會唔夠派啦。
係啦，我哋做緊選舉辦。
究竟點解我同 Jason 好似喺度做手工，有時喺度做緊工廠工人咁嘅咧？原來世界盲人聯會唔同職位、唔同分區嘅選舉，佢嘅投票方法同協進會嘅會員大會執委選舉有啲相似，就係將一啲你心儀嘅候選人所代表嘅選票入落一個信封度。而他们的选票和协进会最大的分别，就是他们是使用不同的形状。例如今次信封里面就出现了长方形、三角形、有打窿的长方形、菱形、五边形等等。所以作为选举统筹人的 Jason 就要在房间里面预备第二日投票用的工具。那当然作为他的室友，我都会帮手啦。当晚整选票都整到好夜，第二朝一早起身就要投票啦。Jason 决定再上一层楼，由原本秘书长嘅职务挑战竞选亚太区副会长嘅职务。一起直击下选举现场先。
So, I would like to say thank you to all of you because your contribution, your support to my role as a Secretary General in the past 7 years is very important and crucial, and the smooth operation of the region is lying on you. So thank you so much, and I also would like to solicit your support to our region, to the Board and Policy Council, and to the whole WPU for the next 4 years and more, and for the vision of the WPU, leaving no one behind. Thank you so much.
Thank you all, and I declare that Jason is elected to be the Vice President.
听完我的现场报道，相信大家都会估到 Jason 顺利当选，相信他接下来4年都会继续为区内视像相关的议题发声。 在这里事先跟他加油先。除了紧凑的会议议程之外，我和 Jason 都会忙里偷闲的。相信大家对于巴西人的印象都是热情、好客、好有音乐感，同埋好鍾意食烧烤。我自己都系咁諗啊。果然冇错啊，喺会场嘅周围，甚至系开会中场休息期间，大会都安排咗好多嘅表演队伍用歌舞去到助兴。以下我就精选咗一啲表演嘅节录，佢哋演奏同埋演唱唔同嘅音乐，虽然听唔明佢哋唱乜，但系都感受到佢哋嘅气氛啦。而一晚，当我和 Jason 在酒店门口准备走出去找食的时候，就有一个大会的义工见到我们，他跟我们说，诶，既然你们晚餐都没着落，不如跟我们来吃东西啦。他二话不说就带了我们上一架 Uber， 究竟我们去了哪里吃呢？好，今晚呢我和 Jason 就被带到去一个很特别的地方吃晚餐。 Jason， 我们现在在哪里？
哇，大家听到这里很吵啊，一间餐厅里面来的。
呢间餐厅食咩嘅咧？究竟
我哋食紧啲巴西嘅串烧肉啦，有一个巴西嘅饭，饭上面有啲脆条咁样，
应该系薯仔脆条嚟嘅，我估计。
咁之后就饮嘢就有唔同嘅嘢饮啦，有酒精有唔系酒精嘅。
系啊，咁点解我哋会喺度嘅？
因为我哋开完会就浩浩荡荡想搵嘢食之际咧，就撞到一啲巴西人倾落咧，就话啊一齐嚟食啦，咁所以就出咗嚟啦。咁呢度就有好嘈嘅巴西音乐啦，咁大家又好开心咁样啦，又喺度拍晒手咁样喎。头先
系啊，我同 Jason 而家坐呢张台咧，已经系远离咗舞台，落咗几级低咗添噶啦。开头张台咧，仲加系嘈，嘈到我哋讲唔到嘢，我哋坐对面都系听唔到对方讲乜。
So here you can pick from meat and onion rings and rice and fries and kinds of things and vegetables that you can pick from。
一个星期嘅会议咁就完结啦。喺当中，除咗听到好多同视像有关嘅最新动向，同埋接触咗一啲科技产品之外，亦都让我接触咗好多嘅新朋友。佢哋有啲系喺视像圈子活跃多年嘅中流砥柱，亦都有啲系年轻嘅后进。节目结束之前，不如带大家去听一听我同其中一位参加者嘅访问啦。佢来自嘅国家系缅甸，大家可能都会觉得一个来自发展中国家嘅视像人士可以做到啲乜嘢呢？佢系话俾大家听，佢自小就参与国际嘅事务，亦都特别对于无障碍嘅议题以及口述影像非常之有兴趣。节目嘅尾声，一齐听听佢嘅访问啦。
Yes, hello everybody. This is Yamin Omar from Myanmar. I was a chair of the Women Committee for the WPUAP for the terms of 2021 to 2025.At the same time, I'm also involved for the Myanmar National Association of the Blind as a delegate for WPU. Because I'm really interested in the international efforts, especially for the disability inclusion. For me, I am totally blind myself. I'm really have a passion for the blind community, for the development. This make me, this push me to continue working for the international efforts related to the disability field. That's why I'm stay here for continuing my passion. Here in WPU World Blind Summit, it's really interesting. So many topics and so many sectors, I really learn a lot. For me, as a totally blind since childhood, I know all the description is quite important, but I have never see audio description is our rights. I heard this word and really like that. I'm really I'm trying to encourage my country and especially who are working in the disability fields and humanitarian response. I really want to advocate audio description for the visually impaired. This is rights. This is not optional. This is just have to be right. And then one more thing is audio description is quite technique sectors, and it's really have to know how to describe. Descriptive language is important for the blind people. Why we need to know everything? Because sighted people, they can learn from their vision, how fashion, how the people dress up, how people act, or how people behave. They can know through their vision. For us, we have to get the rights to know that well as well. If we don't have the audio description, we cannot get the full information. This is very important insight for me from this conference.
Yeah, even for me, I think audio description is very important. As you say, it's a right, not a welfare, not something additional.
Yeah,
and I hope that you can have the chance to promote more in your country and more people will benefit.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
So